Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today from a very important place, BBB, Southern Colorado. We've got Alexis Barton, Investigation Specialist, is here. Hello, Alexis.
Good morning.
And Paul Myers Bennett, VP of Marketing and Events. Hello.
Good morning.
So glad to see you guys. And it's so perfect you guys are in because Jonathan, of course, was in on Monday, Cyber Monday. Talking about, be careful, everybody. And then we learn $9.4 billion spent just on Cyber Monday. And we know that scammers were probably out trying to get some of that $9.4 billion, right?
Wow.
I'm sure.
One of the highest days for Amazon alone. But it doesn't stop there, does it?
No.
I mean, this is the time of year for scammers, isn't it? Like, it's like their holiday, right? So we are going to talk about some holiday scams today. I mean, everything from online deals to even trying to get a holiday seasonal job to even shopping. I mean, there's lots to watch out for. So I'm very excited you both are here today.
Thank you.
So what would we like to start with today? Do we want to first start with kind of an overview of some holiday scams?
Yeah. I can't believe it, but the holidays are here.
I know.
Here
Happy
again.
Thanksgiving, by the way.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you and your families had a fantastic
Too much.
Still recovering.
Right.
Yeah, but one of the scams that continues this year is the scams regarding seasonal work. So a lot of people are looking to make some extra cash during the holidays. A lot of places are looking to hire during the holidays. It's a good opportunity for people when they do get that seasonal job, put a little extra money in the pocket. But of course, there's scammers and scams that surround this seasonal work and people trying to find seasonal work.
Okay.
So some of the things to look out for with this are employers are never going to ask for payment up front. So oftentimes with these employment scams, you apply, you go through the interview process, and now you owe them $100 for startup supplies. So this could be printer or headset.
And I've never heard of anything like that before.
Right.
Have you? Like,
no.
Normally employers provide that.
Exactly. And any legitimate company you're going to work for is going to provide any supplies that you need. So that should be a huge red flag if you're being asked for money up front. Also, be wary of job offers that don't require an interview. Even during peak season, even these businesses that are slammed during Christmas.
And are like, we just need people.
Yes.
They're still going to interview.
You're still going to have an interview. Whether that be in person, online, if there's no interview, should be a huge red flag.
Okay.
And then be wary of those too good to be true, big money for not so much work. Employer or these scam employers often promise outrageously good wages for what seems like really simple things. So
like
mailers, answering phone calls during a certain period. These too good to be true offers are only trying to steal your information. So a lot of times once you apply, once you give them all the typical social security number to start a job, they disappear. Now they have your information and the whole thing was a scam from the beginning.
Well, and here's the thing with this, though, right, Alexis? It's that time of year. Everybody's probably pinching pennies, but they still want to get gifts and stuff. So it really kind of is an emotional aspect to it, too, right? Like, I'm going to work more, get a side hustle going or whatever.
Yeah.
To try
exactly.
and get some money and to get gifts and holiday fun, and right?
Yeah, I think people have their guard down a little bit during the holidays. There's a lot going on. Everyone's really busy. Cash can be tight sometimes. So some of these offers that sound really good get people because they are in that emotional state looking for something.
Now, is there a kind of a general, and I know we kind of talked about this previously with you guys, but kind of a general age group that kind of, because I know we kind of broke down here locally, which kind of age group looked at different scams and kind of were the main targets. So we know kind of for the seasonal work, is it all age groups?
Yeah, this one kind of varies. I know outside of the Christmas season, a lot of times it's military that's targeted and younger adults that are targeted. But once it comes to seasonal work,
it could
during
be
the holidays, it's kind of a free for all.
Yeah.
And all different groups of people are looking for that seasonal work, young, old, military. Everyone can be kind of looking for that extra cash during the season.
Okay. So that's, and of course, if anybody has any questions, I just want to put out there, they can call you guys.
Anytime. If you are looking and you think, hey, I may have found a really good job offer, but I'm not 100% sure, I want to do my research, You can always visit our website, bbb.org, or just call our office and say, hey, this is the information I know. Can you help me out and try and verify this for me?
Absolutely. Perfect. Now, let's jump to Paul. And we, again, talked about this on Monday with John, but this continues. It's all the online deals we have to watch out for.
With Amazon and other you know, free shipping type sites, it's kind of the way of the future. And
well, and the thing that really, when Jonathan was on Monday and you guys, and we were talking with him, and it's like, especially social media, you have to be careful because some of those ads that they're putting up on there, it's like you said, free shipping, click here. And it's, in fact, one of our coworkers almost fell for getting a Steelers. I see you're wearing your Steelers jacket, but he was trying to get a Steelers jersey. It was a scam website. But he had a glitch trying to check out and realized, luckily he realized beforehand that it was fake. So we have to be careful
for
these online deals.
There's a number of things that you need to look out for. I mean, in 2018, it was record-breaking and it just went up again. Mm-hmm. So in 2018, there was $7.9 billion in online purchases for the holidays.
Yeah.
And that was just on Cyber Monday. And so you have to make sure you're safe. Like you were saying, look out for phony websites, whether that's through your social media or it's through some sort of ad. If a deal seems too good to be true, it usually is.
Yeah, usually probably is.
These scammers generally make look-alike websites. They'll use names that are very similar to the websites that you already know and trust. So look for correct spelling of business names and then make sure that there's legitimate contact information and customer service lines.
So, like, legitimately look out for, like, contact us and try and, like, search that out and see if it's...
Right. And you know, websites can come from different countries. Look for spelling errors. Look for things that would normally be taken care of.
Right.
Also, be wary of businesses that you're not familiar with. So if it's a first time, I've never seen this one, but that's a great deal. Maybe I should go for it. Do some due diligence and shop around. Look for is this deal again too good to be true? If it's at Best Buy at $400, but this one's at $150 and it's on a site you've never seen.
Yeah, that's kind of a huge red flag.
Dig into it a little bit. Just make sure you're doing your homework there. And we'd also say do price checking, which we just talked about. See if it's too good, and then use your credit card. Don't send gift cards, don't send money, don't send checks. If it ends up being an online site that you're buying a product from, at least you have the ability to work with your credit card to potentially get your money back if it was
to protect yourself.
To protect yourself.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we also, of course, still need to watch out for phishing. I mean, we just got one here at work the other day. And it was like, it sounded like this big Outlook update, right? Click on here for your Outlook. I was like, I hope nobody clicks on that. They're still running rampant right now. Anything they can do to get the phishing, right? Watch out for the phishing.
And that being said, make sure to keep your antivirus software up to date on each of your electronic devices. And what that's going to do is when there is a new one, whether it's the Better Business Bureau or someone else reporting it, software companies will take and try and put out some software updates.
Yeah, so make sure it's up to date.
Up to date.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, this is the one that gets me, you guys. This is the time of year when people like to give. And that's when scammers like to go after your money. We'll have more with Alexis Barton, Paul Myers, Bennett, BBB, Southern Colorado next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Talking with a couple of my favorite people, Paul Myers Bennett, VP of Marketing and Events, Alexis Barton, Investigation Specialist from the BBB of Southern Colorado. And you guys, we were talking about it yesterday, of course. We spend, and then I love how we've added Giving Tuesday, right? This is just one example. So yesterday was Giving Tuesday, and we were talking about one of the local nonprofits. I love our community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We are so generous.
Showing up.
We show up with our time, with our money, and one of our local organizations here was like, okay, thanks. We hit our goal in 3 hours?
Yeah, I saw
the campaign stuff. But you also have to be prepared and be ready because scammers know people are really generous this time of year, and they want to try and dip into that money, don't they?
That's right. Not Giving Tuesday is over, but giving will happen till the end of the year, whether it's for taxes or it's just out of the goodness of people's hearts.
Right.
And there are a number of things to watch out for. So watch out for organizations and charities that have similar names. And okay. So just double check that, you know, the names that you trust,
okay.
They might add an S. They might switch a vowel, and that would make it a different organization, and you think you're giving to one, but it actually is another.
That's so shifty.
Yeah, so shifty, and it's sad when you're
yeah, because most of us are in a hurry, and we're going to be like, okay, I'm going to donate to so-and-so. Blink. Oh.
Exactly. Shifty. So visit the website, review it carefully, make sure that, you know, there's concrete data that supports what they do and their achievements,
yeah.
and that they use the monies wisely. Also, avoid on-the-spot decisions from unfamiliar organizations. And
like the ones that might call you on the phone?
Very much. The ones okay. that are going to call you on the phone, maybe tell you a sad emotional story. Mm. If there's emotional appeals, you don't have to make the donation there. You know,
right.
think about it, sleep on it, review it, and then give.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, okay, so review it. Emotional. I'm the emotional donor. I'm the emotional. Are you guys the emotional donor?
Well, yeah, you want to support, you know.
Yeah, I think that
cause.
I was before
working at the BBB. But then there's also you guys too, right? And is there a state also a website where you can go check and donate legitimately?
Right.
Like, so say you want to go, you know what? I am going to donate. I'm just picking somebody out, HSPPR.
Yep. Yep.
You can go to either directly to their website or check
absolutely.
Them out.
Absolutely. Check out the website there. Check out BBB. We do charity reviews as well. So we make sure that charities are using their money and spending their money where they say they are. But also there's the National Association of State Charity Officials, NASCO, NASCO.
Okay.
If you Google that, now you can plug in, you know, a charity's website and check it out.
Perfect. Okay, and we also have to look at holiday travel. 'Tis the season, and everybody's like, you know what, maybe I do want to go home.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, I think a good portion of people will be traveling. You know, whether it's within the state or out of state, there are a lot of things to avoid while traveling this
yes,
holiday season.
Absolutely. So what are some of the top things we need to watch out for? First, I would imagine like trying to book a deal, right? Go back to the online thing, like, look at this, you can get fares mm-hmm. for, I don't know, I'm just, you know.
It does. It
guesstimating.
Comes very much, scammers like to throw fake pictures of if you're using Airbnb and searching mm-hmm. online. Be very careful because those pictures do a Google search. We've talked about it on this show before.
Yes. Yeah.
You want to reverse search a picture. And if you see that exact picture showing up in multiple states or cities of a condo that you're going to be renting, that's probably fake.
Watch out. Yeah.
Watch out. Plan ahead. Make sure that you do give yourself time to research hotels and flights and where you're going to be staying and avoid the rush decisions. Because when it comes down to it, if you're making rash decisions,
right,
there's a higher likelihood that you're going to be scammed.
Yes. And again, do your research. I don't know how much, like, we can emphasize, right? Do your research.
Do your research.
Do your research.
Be leery of you've won a trip or, you know, websites that are offering prices that are too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's probably not the case. Also, get things in writing.
Make
sure that if you're booking something and before you make a final payment, get things in writing, print them off,
okay.
or store them, you know, on your electronic device, but just have confirmation of your trip's agenda.
Okay.
And then consider travel insurance.
You know, I keep hearing more and more people say get travel insurance. I mean, all the time now. Because can that actually protect you from...
So once again, there's different types of travel insurance, right. and some can be scams.
Yeah.
Look into what those would be. But yeah, if you're spending a lot on an upcoming trip, consider it. See if it's through the source where you've booked the tickets.
Okay.
And then double check the details on that. You know, you want to make sure that insurance will cover you for what you think
right.
it may cover you
right.
for.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And again, pay with credit card.
Always pay with credit card.
A running theme, right? Don't hit debit. Hit credit.
Right, because if something goes wrong, at least you have a little bit of additional protection to go to your credit card company. And then a big one, you know, social media is so huge, and it's so fun to tell people.
Oh, we tell all the time, look, I'm on the beach in Honolulu. I don't know, right?
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
Don't
or
do it.
Even I'm, you know, across the state with my relatives, and I'm showing off baby pictures.
Yeah.
Don't do it till you get home. You're basically posting that you're away from your residence.
Right.
So.
Absolutely.
Be careful.
Now, what we're going to talk about when we come up next, right, is if you do have problems with a business, right, this holiday season, Alexis, there are options. So, right, is that what we're going to talk about next?
Yeah, yeah, okay. There are some options through the BBB and some things that you can do.
So we're going to tell you all about that after the news update. We'll have more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Hello, and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Thank you guys for my coffee this morning. Now I'm all jittery. Alexis Barton, Paul Myers Bennett, BBB of Southern Colorado. And since I don't have sugar that much anymore, now I'm like, woo! I'm like buzzing. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for coming in. And we were talking about holiday scams you need to watch out for. And just really quick before we move on resolution things, let's just go over it really quick. Watch out for seasonal work scams, online deals, travel, giving back. And what else did I miss? Holiday travel, did we cover it all?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Holiday travel and online and giving to charities and seasonal work.
Now, if you do think that you are being scammed, or like say you get an email, or maybe you find a deal, or
someone calls you and you pick up.
Yeah. You can report it.
Yes. So you can report it online using our scam tracker tool. So that's bbb.org/scam tracker. So this is going to, of course, track all the scams. This is where you can report these scams. People review the submissions, look into the information.
Right.
BBBs will share information. So a really good tool and good way to report those for not only the information, but for other consumers to look up.
Well, and what was the scam that we recently had here that you guys were getting lots of reports of? I can't remember.
The best of?
It was the best of scam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that one, we're still getting calls. I think
Are
we had
you
a
really?
Couple yesterday about people still receiving those best of emails.
And emails. And
yeah.
It's not legit, peeps.
It's not.
Sorry. So yeah, BBB.
So yeah, so that's one option. If you were scammed by a scam business, that's where you can report it. If you have a complaint, so this is going to be an actual business,
right?
Not a scam. If it is a complete scam business, the business isn't real, that's Scam Tracker. If you have a complaint with a real and legitimate business, you can also file that through the BBB. And so there's a couple stages to that when we receive those complaints. The first is just going to be basic conciliation. So BBB takes sort of a neutral role. You file the complaint through BBB. We pass it on to the business, and we kind of play the intermediary between the two.
Right, the in-between.
Yep.
Right.
And that's actually really, really successful. A lot of times when consumers and businesses get into a tough spot, communication is the problem, right? There's resolutions out there. Everyone can meet in the middle, but kind of talking and getting there is the hard part.
Mm-hmm.
So BBB does a lot of that. We resolve 75 to 78% of all the complaints that come through our office. So we have a really good success rate. In 2018, we processed over 2,000 complaints. And those are all, remember, local from Southern Colorado.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a large number.
Yeah. So, and you know, just that basic process, we're hoping to support businesses and consumers alike. And give them a platform to kind of work through some of these things in a way that's neutral, in a way that's positive. If anything starts to get ugly or nasty, those are things we won't process on and push through to the other party.
But the thing about this, and we were kind of talking about this in the break, was this saves possibly a lot of consumers and a lot of businesses, right? Going through this, which we'll dive more into, this mediation process through the BBB.
Yeah.
From going to court, right?
Absolutely. So if we're not able to reach that agreement through the normal process, and sometimes we're not, situations can get complicated. Sometimes it's not so easy as just sending a few responses and meeting in the middle.
And going back and forth, right?
Right. The next option that we would provide then is mediation. So our mediation program is an amazing program.
And this is literally like everybody sits, is it kind of like everybody sits down and discusses it with kind of the BBB, like there. I know you're going to break it down, Alexis, but I'm so excited.
No, that's fine. Yeah. So everyone meets in person. Everyone sits down at the table. We have trained mediators. We have a group of 20 or 25 from the community that volunteer their time. They're an amazing, amazing group, and they do such a good job. And they will help to facilitate communication, trying to kind of just talk everyone through things, promote understanding, using problem-solving techniques, and asking them or kind of working with them to see how they could reach an agreement. And actually, I'm so proud. In 2019, every BBB mediation that we've had has been resolved.
That's amazing.
So this is, I think, the first year that we've been at 100%.
So really quick, how many do you think, again, because if you're going into the beginning stages, about 2,000 complaints and 78% resolution, so are you still looking about 28-30% that go on to mediation or just some fall off?
It totally depends, yeah. Not everyone goes to mediation and takes that route. There is a fee to the consumer, which is extremely cheap if you look at even hiring a mediator or, like you said, going to small claims court. I mean, the cost is nothing. But not too many get there. So I would say we 20 or 30-ish that we do
a
year.
That's still a lot.
It is still a lot. And it is a huge time saver, money saver, headache saver, I think, for everyone involved. The other thing that our volunteer mediators do is they actually volunteer also through small claims court.
Okay.
So this isn't a BBB program. We just help to provide the group of mediators that volunteer there. But even through... disputes that are in small claims court, a lot of times these are business to business or landlord to tenant. We offer mediators there as well, just to kind of walk them through the process and see if we can reach an agreement before going through with legal settlement.
But there is even after a mediation, there is, so you guys are even in, there's a final step, right? If it gets to this point?
Yes. So,
okay, and BBB of Southern Colorado still can be there to help.
Of course, yeah. So if we go to mediation, mediation is not a legally binding settlement.
Correct.
Sort of an agreement that everyone comes to.
Correct.
If for some reason we get to mediation, which has not happened this year, so thank you, mediators, arbitration would be the last option. So we do have another pool of arbitrators. They are typically lawyers. Arbitration is going to be a legally binding settlement. So you almost go and do like this mini court case. I come and present my information. The other party comes and presents their information. And then the arbitrator has 7 days to make a decision.
Okay.
So it is legally binding. It is kind of a big deal, but it's, again, much, much cheaper than going through small claims, much, much quicker than going through small claims court.
I was
going to
say, well, but also the time saved, right, instead of going through a small claims court.
Yeah, which can take months and months.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't have months to wait to get this figured out. Sometimes you've got leaking roofs and things like that that can't wait that time.
Right, exactly. Like you have to finish the work or you have to, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So that would kind of be the last option that we can provide. Again, a really, really awesome service that I can't think of another place that provides something quite like that.
Do you think most of the, and it's, I know we've talked about it this before, but it was a while ago. Like even last year, we might've talked about this, but I mean the community, what a valuable tool. Again, if starting just even the process of, okay, hey, you've had a complaint come in, we need to talk about and working with the business and the consumer.
Exactly. I am the biggest advocate for the dispute resolution program. I think it's a huge benefit to the community. The other nice thing is if I file a complaint and I'm not sure what's going on or I don't know what the next steps are, you can pick up the phone
and
you can
call
us and say, hey, this is where I'm at. What resources do you have? What are my next steps? What are my options?
Right.
Which I think is another really awesome part and sort of piece to this is there's a personal touch and someone's looking at the complaint, someone's reading your complaint, someone's sort of guiding you through.
Yeah.
And in addition, I mean, it's quick, it's inexpensive, it's confidential, which is a nice thing. So none of your information is shared. Nothing about the mediation is shared with anyone else or arbitration. It's a voluntary process, so no one's required to be there. Everyone's coming wanting to reach a solution. And then we have so much experience in the community. And like I said, the group that we're working with, a lot of them own their own mediation businesses in the community. They've been mediating for 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. They've seen a lot of different situations.
Right.
They've been through a lot of these mediations and they do a phenomenal job. It's someone you can really trust to kind of handle this dispute and guide you through it.
So now here's a question. If they are not a, say, a business that is with the BBB, an accredited business with the BBB, does the BBB still work to try and resolve, or is it with the accredited?
No. So we provide mediation. We provide these services to a business, whether they're accredited or not.
Okay.
So we provide it to anyone in the community.
Okay.
Anyone is available to use this if they have a complaint through the BBB.
Now, what's the best way if they have questions or want to learn more about how to take advantage of this service? Because, again, just nothing gets small claims court, but they're backed up for years, right?
They are. Yeah. And I mean, we work closely with them and they appreciate what we do. So we kind of work hand in hand and help each other out. You can visit BBB.org, of course, for more information or give our local office a call and anyone will be happy to kind of explain the process and how it works.
Perfect. Okay, we do need to take a break. We'll be back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And joining us from BBB Southern Colorado, Alexis Barton, Investigation Specialist. Woo-woo, Alexis.
Good morning.
Paul Myers-Bennett, VP of Marketing and Events. Woo-woo, Paul.
Great to be here.
Okay, we had a call. We had a question.
Yep.
So we're talking about the seasonal holiday scams. And this is actually goes outside of the seasonal holiday thing, and it's talking about travel. And I'm sure you guys possibly get this question a lot with the holiday travel. So we need to, it was a very legit question about a lot of these plans, travel plans, like say you go book on a site.
Yep.
Right. And then maybe something comes up. You're 10, 15 days, you need to go travel, and then all of a sudden you go to try and cancel your plans and they're like, sorry, we're not refunding your money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we see this one a lot.
Okay. And it's not as, I'm sure some of it could be a scam, but most of the time it's not. Is that right?
Yeah. I think that this rule could apply to legitimate businesses and especially to scams, but make sure that you're checking out those cancellation policies, penalties. What we see a lot is people say, hey, I was 10 or 15 days out from my trip. I tried to cancel and they wouldn't give me any of my money back. I don't understand. And sort of the loophole here is that in those terms and conditions, as you're signing up and you're paying for your trip and you agree to those, you're also agreeing to the cancellation policy.
Which, as you need to read and write the terms of service or whatever.
Yeah, and especially when you're spending so much money to travel, it's oftentimes a pretty big purchase. Double checking that cancellation policy is crucial because you are agreeing to it when you purchase online and you put in your credit card information, and understanding it is huge because a lot of times these people don't get their money back because they did agree and sign off on what that policy was and said they understood that.
And so that's just, and again, this is saying that this can be legitimate, but there's also maybe something that, that some businesses could possibly be scamming you, but it's also on you. So say somebody was like, oh, I want, they won't give me my refund back. And it basically comes, it's legitimate, but they go, you signed that, right? That's what it comes down to. You signed that.
Yep. And you
agreed. Non-refundable. You agreed.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so a lot of businesses get out of doing that refund. I guess that's why we underline again, pay with your credit card. Because you do have another option there. Sometimes working with the credit card companies to say, hey, yes, I did book this trip. And yes, I agreed to this policy, but I never took advantage of the services. I never went. So it's a kind of another layer that you have to go through if you end up in this.
Or the terms and conditions weren't clear. So for example, maybe you booked a whole grouping. You decided that your car, your hotel,
everything,
and your flight was all in one. But there was just one terms and conditions and it didn't cover everything. And you did choose to read it, which is rare, but you did choose to read it and two of the three weren't there and they should be cancelable. So, you know, that would be something where, you know, use the credit card option or and report it.
And is the travel insurance also, can this kind of play into this terms and service and non-refundable? Or is that kind of confusing?
Yes.
Does that confuse the situation?
No, in the same sense, I think not only for scams, but just a good rule of thumb, like Paul talked about, is understanding what that insurance covers.
Okay.
Because again, you're agreeing to that and saying, yes, I want this policy. And then when it comes down to it, if it's not something that's covered, you had a responsibility to understand that. So just making sure anything that you're signing, agreeing to, paying money for, when it comes to complicated things like trips and insurance, making sure that you understand all of those rules and terms and conditions.
Well, and the thing, and we were kind of talking about this in the break when that question came in about, but I didn't get refunded. Well, did you read the terms of service and did you? And a lot of things I've noticed now on sites is, okay, some of them are requiring you to scroll, right? That, okay, you've read the term, you've read this, like trying to force you to read them. But how many of us are like, wait,
eight pages of small print.
Right. Exactly. And then they
right
go,
the
okay,
bottom.
And then you can download it here and then you go click and sign and done.
Yeah.
It really is to your benefit. And again, some of this is scams and some of this isn't. So if you try and go back on a company and go, they didn't refund me. Well, see that little button you clicked right there?
And Renee, I think something that we covered in holiday travel a little bit, but on these sites. If you go through a major site, often they've got the resources to refund you because they don't want a negative review.
So is it, are you talking about, like, I'm just trying to put some of the travel sites out there.
Right.
Like the big travel sites?
The big travel sites, yeah. Just be aware that, you know, if you're going through smaller unknown named ones, there's a better chance that you're, you know, not going to have anything. They aren't going to refund you.
Okay.
And they're not going to care if you're dissatisfied.
That was a good question, though.
Yeah.
Great question.
I mean, it's a great, great question. Yeah, because again, look, life happens and we all know it. And you may have this great little retreat booked and life happens and you can't make it. So know your options when you're scheduling, right?
Yes, research.
And research, research. Well, you guys are amazing. Now, our next scheduled day was on New Year's Day, but we're not going to be here.
Right.
So we'll do that day
after. Happy New Year's.
Yeah, happy holidays. Happy New Year, you guys. And you guys will be the first things we'll talk to in 2020.
Perfect.
Nice.
On the second?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, the second.
Awesome.
I bet we're going to talk about some New Year stuff.
I'm maybe. Sure we will bring what's going to happen in 2020.
Like it. Yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, get ready for Electric Safari and a lot more. Cheyenne Mountain Zoo will be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.